And right now, it's time to take five for your community. This morning, I'm very pleased to be joined by Cheryl Winkle. Cheryl is with the American Legion Post 947 Auxiliary in St. Francisville. They've got a big event coming up on Saturday night that we're going to talk about here in just a few moments. First of all, Cheryl, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming in this morning and talking about this event, the Not-So-Newlywed Game. That sounds cool. We'll talk about that in just a second. But Cheryl, why don't you tell folks who aren't familiar, what is kind of things do the Legion Auxiliary do?
Okay, first of all, we're located at 912 St. John Street in St. Francisville, and we're a not-for-profit organization for veterans. We're not just locally, but at a national level. Our organization does everything from providing a place for veterans and current service members to gather, relax, and enjoy themselves, to support charities in our communities, helping our past legislation and other veterans and service members in need. We're a lot more than just a not-for-profit organization or a local gathering place. We love our veterans, our members, our families, and even more so our community. And we try to help out in every way that we can. We at the Post 947 are a very big family, and we have lots of events that are going on in our club room that people probably don't know about.
Okay, well, I certainly want to get to that. But now, who can join the auxiliary?
Auxiliary can be, there's three different branches in the Legion. There's auxiliary, which is obviously the women. And then there's the SALs, which is the Sons of American Legion. And then your Legionnaires. Legionnaires are service connected. There's certain dates, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, of when you have to be active in the service.
Okay.
The SAL would be any son, I think it's like son, nephew, grandson of an active service member. And that's the same with auxiliary. You'd have to be a daughter or granddaughter or wife.
Right, but they don't have to have served.
No.
The sons
no.
and the auxiliary. Okay.
Correct.
Very good. All right, so you're talking about some events coming up to the Post, and this one caught my eye. It's Saturday night. It's the Not-So-Newlywed Game. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is something new in our area. It's never been done that I know of. It's called the Not-So-Newlywed Game. It's going to be Saturday night at 8 o'clock. We have several couples signed up to play the game, and we have an awesome host that's lined up. It's going to be very, very fun. It's based upon the TV show, and we're expecting a really good turnout. And it's just a good night of lots of laughs.
And like you said, now, it can be newlyweds, but they're not necessarily newlyweds, are they?
No. Myself, I'm playing. My husband and I are going to play, and we've been married for 22 years. My parents are going to be playing, and they have been married for 51 years. So it's a big variety of time, you know, of people that are couples. And we even have some couples that aren't married, that they've just been together for so long, or they have a child in common or something. It's just gonna be so fun to see you know, what the other person's gonna answer.
Right.
You know, it's like I keep thinking, okay, well, how does your husband go to sleep? Does he go to sleep on his side, his back, or on his stomach? I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just trick questions. It's going to be fun to just come up with those kind of things.
Well, it's fun because you assume the couples that have been together the longest know each other the best, and
right?
That's not always the case.
No, not at all. So it's just going to be a good time to get together and just have fun with each other. And
But there are prizes involved, too, right?
I think there's a really cool trophy.
Oh, see. So it's not just fun. There's some competition coming up.
Oh, yeah.
So now, are you still accepting couples, or have you pretty well got your quota?
We are still accepting couples. We'll accept couples up until Saturday, probably around 6 o'clock. We'll cut it off so that way we can draw. Because if we have too many couples, we'll have to limit it to, like, 5 couples. Because, you know, you get 10 of them that can go all night long.
Right.
So, yes, we are limiting it to that. But right now, I think we have 4 signed up for sure. But there might be more. But you can go into the club room anytime during normal business hours and sign up with the bartender down there.
Okay. And you said you've got some quite a few events coming up.
We do. We have tacos every Thursday night. If anybody's had our famous tacos, they are served every Thursday. And then on Fridays, we serve catfish, which is excellent. And this is all open to the public on Thursdays and Fridays. We are going to start doing games like the not so newlywed
right.
game. We're going to do Family Feud and a trivia night coming up. I think we're going to do those every month. And then at the end of the month, on the 23rd, we're going to have a painting night. Now, that is limited. We only have 20 spaces for that, and I have 12 signed up already. So if you're interested in showing your little artistic side, you can message us on Facebook and get you a spot for that as well.
Right, but and you're inviting folks to come just if they just want to watch this newlywed
yes,
game, not so
absolutely.
Newlywed game. They can just come and watch and have fun watching these couples in these awkward moments. So, let's remind folks again where the club is located.
We are located at 912 St. John Street in St. Francisville. We're right off of Main Street. Our operating hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. until 1 o'clock every day.
And like you said, you can just come in and relax.
Absolutely.
You know, don't have to play any
games. The more the merrier. Come on in and laugh at us.
Hey, there you go. That would be worth it just in itself. There you go. She is Cheryl Winkles with American Legion Post 947 Auxiliary in St. Francisville. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Whether you're in the market for a new Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac,